This program has been made possible by the friends and partners of Joyce Meyer Ministries.
Well, welcome to the program today. Ginger's joining me today with questions from you about holding on to your faith during the storms of life. Well, we all get opportunities to do that, don't we?
We sure do. We sure do. And you know, this has been a really tough season, especially this past year with a lot of natural disasters.
Right.
So storms, I think, are a great metaphor. There are natural storms and there are spiritual storms.
Right.
We all go through hard times. So we've put together several questions about storms in light of the natural disasters and things that people are dealing with. Here's a question from Twitter. It's from Amelia. She says, how can I help encourage others that God didn't leave them alone in their battle?
You know, sometimes, to be honest, I think encouraging people doesn't even have to involve words. I think sometimes just to be with somebody is what they really need, just to maybe let them talk and vent a little bit. You know, we're always looking for something to say to people, but sometimes just a hug or just a, I understand.
Yeah.
You know, just, I understand.
That's so true. We definitely see that when we have the opportunity to just go love on people after a natural disaster.
Right. Yeah.
You can't possibly do enough. So you go with what you can and you just be there. And being there, especially from day one, to help is really important.
That's true.
We have seen the sheer, unrelenting force of Hurricane Irma.
Puerto Rico, 90% of the island is without power.
There's only one operating room that's functioning right now.
Harvey coming ashore in Texas as a Category 4 and the storm turning deadly.
All 67 counties there are under a state of emergency.
Authorities will begin sending search parties out tomorrow morning at dawn.
The distinct odor of gas in the air here, and up and down this coastline, communities devastated tonight.
It almost feels like a dream. Entire neighborhoods destroyed within a few hours doesn't seem real.
By 11 o'clock, the water started coming in, you know, through the windows and everything else. Mm. So we had to spend the night in the back of my truck, about 12 hours.
Wow.
So we had to wait until relatives came and rescued us.
Any particular memories, things that are out here?
Too many to mention. You know, pictures, you know, my dad was in the Army, okay, you know, so one of the desks, okay, you know, that we had for about 60 years is there, you know, so, but I gotta go.
I'm sorry, thank you.
Surviving the night was just the beginning of a long road of recovery for thousands across America and Puerto Rico.
It's about meeting the needs, not just talking about it. The best sermon I ever heard is the one I saw.
In 2017, Hand of Hope partnered with more than a dozen local and national ministries in response to natural disasters, clearing debris and restoring homes here in America. And relief in Puerto Rico, including providing solar-powered water wells, reminding victims they are loved and not alone.
What's the hardest part about going through all this?
Wishing that you hadn't taken for granted normal life when it's normal, you know, because it's not normal anymore.
People need to see Jesus. I mean, I know the words, and you know, I go to church. I do the things we're supposed to do, but I want people to see Jesus in action.
I just want to thank everybody for the outpouring of love and the help that we've gotten. You know, God maybe gives us challenges so that people have an opportunity to shine. I mean, look at all these fabulous people here that are helping us out.
I love these people. I'm gonna stand with them as long as I can, you know? As long as it takes to get rebuilt.
There's a lot of damage, a lot of devastation, a lot of loss. But one good thing is, I know they'll all bounce back together. That's why we're here, to help them bounce back on their feet.
Hand of Hope is committed to staying and helping victims of some of the worst natural disasters to hit this country in years. Our partnership with yet another disaster relief ministry, God's Pit Crew, has already allowed us to give many families a helping hand and three families a completely new beginning.
How excited are you about Reveal Day?
About as excited as I was the day I got the phone call from you guys. I mean, it's just, it's just an incredible day.
For almost 20 years, Randy Johnson's traveled to areas devastated by natural disasters. Hand of Hope is partnering with them to rebuild homes.
It's just an incredible day. That's what all these volunteers work for. That moment, that 60 seconds when they see it for the first time and they walk through a home that's been completely refurbished and all new furniture, our thought is we want to leave them better than they were before the storm. And I believe that is what God would do. He leaves us better than He found us.
Certainly does.
Coming up, Joyce will answer viewer questions about making it through the tough times. And you'll get to see three families' homes restored and their reactions to seeing their new beginning for the first time.
Well, I happen to be in Thailand today where we're having the privilege of feeding some beautiful children a healthy, nutritious lunch. You know, I've been teaching the Word of God for over 40 years, and I teach people about having faith in Jesus. But I believe we also need to not just teach people to have faith, we need to teach them to do the works that Jesus did. And He always helped hurting people. So today I would like to ask you if you would get involved in our missions programs that are going around the world all the time on a daily basis. Just do what you can, and then God will take it and multiply it and help people all over the world. Thank you for your generosity. God bless you.
Today, for your donation of any amount towards the outreaches of Hand of Hope, we'd like to send you Joyce's book, Promises for Your Everyday Life. Contact us now, 1-800-727-9673, or go to joycemeyer.org.
A question for you from Mary. How do we live in peace and be happy every day when there are so many people who are filled with pain? I see every day people with no place to live or food to eat.
Well, I hope this doesn't sound like a cold answer, but we have to not take on a false sense of responsibility. And I've had that all my life. Mm-hmm. I mean, I find myself trying to take care of things that I do not need to get into.
Yeah.
At all. And it's not even like I'm not minding my own business. It's not that kind of stuff. It's like, I don't need to do that. That's not my responsibility. And so God had to remind me one time, you know, you're not the Savior, Joyce, I am. And so compassion is beautiful. We need to have compassion for people. But if you let other people's problems and their pain become so intense for you that you have no joy in your life, then that's not good either, because right. Then you're basically not making use of what God has given you. So the best thing to do is to stay healthy, peaceful, happy, and do all you can do to help people, but to realize that you're not the only one God's using. You know, God may use you for a little bit. He may use somebody else for a little bit. But it all begins with the heart this person has. That it's good that she feels that way, but not to let it make her so miserable she can't enjoy her own life.
Yeah. So being part of Hand of Hope is a wonderful way to see that we're there, we're committed, we're helping people because God opens the door for us to, but He continues to give us joy, even in the midst of the difficult things that we see.
My mom called me in the middle of the night saying, Ninfa, there's water in the house. The alarms were just going off almost constantly. I could hear my mom emotional distress and knowing that they were by themselves and my dad is in a wheelchair. And we couldn't get out. It's like everybody was on an island and you could not escape your island, you were stuck. I felt so helpless.
My wife, she was crying. And because we can do nothing. The water was in. They was coming from the back and from the front. And I said, don't cry, man. Don't cry.
What was your greatest fear at that point?
That they were going to drown. They were going to drown while I sat in a dry home. And I couldn't do anything. I said, God, you've brought them so far. You're the creator. I know you can protect them. Just send somebody to go and save them, because I can't. Somebody from my dad's church decided to get in their big old monster truck and try. I thought, God, I don't know if they're going to be able to make it. And they went to the place where there was all the rescue trucks there. And there was a huge military truck there. And they went and begged the guy to go. And he did. I shouldn't be surprised, because that's God's power. We couldn't go back into the house till 6 days. We were all in my house for 6 days. And when we went back in, the smell was very bad. The mold already had settled in. It was very sad, because that's your life. My parents have been living in that house, and I was raised in that house. My dad is a person always to give, always a man to give. And to receive for him is very difficult.
Well, Randy, this is Pastor Jesus's home with Mary, of course. And you've had some people working here for a little while, so you've made quite a bit of progress. We're seeing some things coming together in the kitchen, this nice big opening that you said wasn't even here before, right?
Yeah, it wasn't. If you can see down the hall how narrow it was before, which made it
About half.
Yeah, which made it very difficult for a pastor in his wheelchair to get in.
Yeah.
And so all that got widened out. The doors got widened out. His bathroom back in his master, all that widened out. So
how wonderful.
Just trying to make it so accessible for
him. Yeah. Anytime that we try to do something by ourselves, we're going to hit a limit. There's only so much we can accomplish. And when we come alongside with all of our friends and partners out there who want to give and pray and be part of this, come alongside with you and your volunteers, we really are able to form that partnership that we talk about so often that makes a huge difference.
Yeah, it just affects so many people's lives for the kingdom, and it's just incredible. We certainly want to serve and do what God has called us to do, and I believe God's got a calling on everybody's life. Not all callings are the same, but I believe we're all called to love and to help and to bring hope.
Yeah.
It's been an honor to,
God bless you.
To help you. You've inspired us all. Y'all ready to see your new home?
Yeah. Okay.
This new house.
Welcome home. Oh my God.
Oh, crazy.
This new house.
Where's
You did into something amazing. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father.
Our ministry, your ministry, your partners, our partners, we get to be the ones that the creator of the universe himself chose to be the hands and feet to make this happen.
Thanks for everything y'all have done for us. It had to be only God.
Diane would like to ask you this, Joyce. She says, how do I feel joyful in tough times? It's easy to get bitter and discouraged, but hard to remain faithful in God during painful seasons.
I think just being honest with God is so good. You know, just, you know what, Lord, I don't feel very happy right now, but I know that what I feel is connected to my circumstance. I do have joy in you. And I'm grateful to know that I can have hope, even though I have a problem. And then you have to make some decisions. And one of the decisions you make is, what do I have to be thankful for? Okay, maybe somebody wakes up, let's say, with a migraine headache, but thank God you know, there's something that I can do about this. I don't like having them, but, you know, I've got something I can take for it, or I've got a friend I can call for prayer. So, and you know, these are things you have to almost write down and remind yourself to do, because when you're hurting, your pain is real, mm-hmm. and it's very difficult to ignore it. And so be honest with God and find something that you can find joy in, even if it's a small thing, just to bring that light into the midst of the darkness.
Yeah. Make a decision, trust God, even when the circumstances don't say what you would like them to say.
That's right.
Before we left our home, we thought if we did get water that, you know, let's put some things up on our bookshelves and stuff. When we came back, all that was gone. I mean, everything on the first floor is completely gone.
I cry at times because of it. It's overwhelming.
I just can't imagine what they felt like. Just the smells of that the floods leave, and the filth, and it just ruins everything you have. And it's very difficult process for these families.
These are situations where there was no flood insurance because it's not a flood zone. They're not supposed to have these types of problems, which means rebuilding is not only very expensive, but very difficult. They really didn't know what they would do.
In interviewing these families, not only is it expensive and tough, for them, it was out of reach, period.
Yeah.
Me and my husband, I said, let's just pray. And we prayed, and our prayer was to help us get the walls up just so we can get back into our home to start rebuilding. We don't have a lot of money. And our home was his home. We actually dedicated it back to him and said, it's your home, you do what you want with it. And asking the Lord to help us, that we have a home, we have a place to come home to.
It's just very rewarding to know that we're doing what God's called us to do, as simple as that. But also to see these families' faces, the moment we said, hey, God's got this, we're coming back, we're gonna rebuild your home, we're gonna furnish it, everything's gonna be restored.
Thank you so much.
Oh, it's so pretty.
Look, Angelina. Oh my gosh. Look at it.
God is amazing. He really truly answers prayers. And we gave it to him, and he delivered. And he more than delivered. Believe me, he more than delivered.
He showed up.
Yes.
It's overwhelming. I mean, a total gift from God, because it's everything that I've ever wanted to do to my home is like exactly what I would have picked, or the colors I would have wanted. Every little detail. So I'm just so overjoyed. I feel like my heart feels like it wants to burst. It's teaching my girls that the Lord is always there and to have faith. That's one of the things that I always tell them, pray and have faith and expect for him to move. They'll never forget this.
What he has done for us, we can share that with others and give them hope that God will help. And he does answer prayers. No matter how big or how small, he answers your prayers.
Here's a question from Gabrielle, and she says, God loves us so much. Why does he let bad things happen to us, particularly believers?
Well, many are the afflictions of the righteous. God delivers him out of them all. And I think it's important to establish that God is not the source of our problems. Mm-hmm. Satan is. And as far as why doesn't God stop them sooner than he does? I mean, if God's going to deliver me in 3 weeks, why can't he deliver me now? Those are questions that really are hidden in the mysteries of God that we don't really know how to answer. You know, in Romans 8, we always talk about how we know that all things work together for good to those that love God and are called according to his purpose. But there's actually something else very interesting in there. It starts out in verse 26 and says, we don't know how to pray as we ought to. So there's things we don't know. Sometimes you're hurting so bad you don't even know how to pray. But we do know that God works all things out for good.
Yeah.
So we don't know why God doesn't deliver us sooner. Sometimes we've prayed about it and prayed about it. We don't even know how to pray about it anymore. But we do know from our past experience and from the Word that God can and will take the bad thing. He didn't do the bad thing, but he can take it and work it out to our good. You continue to believe that God is good, even though, you know, I hear myself saying sometimes I feel like you've abandoned me, but I know you haven't. So what we know is more important than what we feel.
Yeah. You know, you just took a very, very difficult question that we all deal with and put some real godly, practical answers to it. And like you said, it's not a complete answer. It's not that we understand everything.
No.
It is a mystery. But to know that God's hand is on each one of us with love, with a plan for good, really makes a difference.
Ginger, these are my daughters, Jessica, Julie, and
Joanne.
And this room here is where my husband and I stay with our youngest daughter. Julie sleeps on the couch. And back here is our clothes, so we're living out of our luggage practically. These totes have become our pantry. We have our food in there. Our oldest two daughters are in this room.
Uh-huh.
And so each one of them takes a bed. And there's their luggage, because we're living out of
our
luggage.
Right, right. Oh, and here we also have the pets.
Right, the pets.
A dog and a cat.
Our bear and our tigger. The dog and the cat, and they're constantly at each other.
What is it like living in the hotel with your family?
It's been, you know, one night, my 13-year-old daughter comes to me and she says, Mom, I need hugs. And so I said, come on, baby, it was bedtime. And so we're cuddling and she just starts crying. And she says, Mom, I miss home. And I said, I think our mind tends to go as to the why a loving God would allow this to happen. And yes, he could have stopped the water. And then my daughter stops me in mid-sentence. She says, yeah, Mom, you're right. She says, people would have said, oh, we were so lucky. I said, exactly. People would have never acknowledged that he stopped the water. And in the midst of it all, there's testimonies, and we see the hand of God of how he's just providing, how he kept us safe. And how he continues to carry us through.
Now, I understand that it will be a complete surprise to you. You're not able to see the process as it's happening. Is that right?
That's right.
So it'll be a big surprise.
It'll be a big surprise. It'll be a big surprise.
45 seconds away.
I haven't driven.
That's a long time.
Here we go.
Thank you.
Go in.
Oh my God.
The Lord has blown our minds.
He's yes.
blown our minds once again.
Wow! Oh my gosh, this is our roommate.
The way the Lord is, this won't be the last time. You know, he's always doing more and more and more, and he does it better and better and better.
I wish there was a bigger word than just thank you, really. And to Joyce Meyer's Ministries, you guys have left us speechless, and the glory goes to God, obviously,
but God used you guys to restore this family, to restore our home, to make it more beautiful than it was before. This is beautiful, even just sitting here, looking around, and being back home feels really good. Really good.
I think it's a great tragedy, really, when we see suffering and we see pain and we think it's not our problem. That's not good. Mm-hmm. One of the ways that I've found to come to peace, come to terms with these things, is to refuse to do nothing. No matter, I mean, there's a lot of things I can't do. You know, I remember one time a woman saying to me, well, you know, you go on these missions trips. I think I just come back from India, and you see all these thousands upon thousands of starving children. Don't you feel like it's kind of useless, all the work you do and the money you put into it, and no matter how many you help, there's always going to be more that need help? And I went to God with the question because I wanted to have an answer if I was ever asked that again. And what God put on my heart is that if you can only help one person, it's worth doing. Because the whole point is you have the ability to relieve somebody else's suffering today. And you can do it through helping us financially at Hand of Hope continue to reach out to people that have disasters like you've seen today, or children who are hungry, children who are homeless, women who've been abused, all kinds of ways. I think one of the greatest things that we can do is lay our own burdens aside long enough to go help somebody else. Remember, every little bit makes a difference. So I'm asking you today if you'll send in a really nice, generous offering to our missions, our mission outreaches here at Joyce Meyer Ministry. I believe you're going to do your best, and we're going to do our best to make sure that we help as many people as we can with what you give. Thank you. Well, I happen to be in Thailand today, where we're having the privilege of feeding some beautiful children a healthy, nutritious lunch. You know, I've been teaching the Word of God for over 40 years, and I teach people about having faith in Jesus. But I believe we also need to not just teach people to have faith, we need to teach them to do the works that Jesus did. And He always helped hurting people. So today I would like to ask you if you would get involved in our missions programs that are going around the world all the time on a daily basis. Just do what you can, and then God will take it and multiply it and help people all over the world. Thank you for your generosity. God bless you.
Today, for your donation of any amount towards the outreaches of Hand of Hope, we'd like to send you Joyce's book, Promises for Your Everyday Life. Contact us now, 1-800-727-9673, or go to joycemeyer.org.
We hope you have enjoyed today's program. Please contact us or visit joycemeyer.org to share your prayer request, see the conference schedule, or partner with us in sharing Christ and loving people all across the globe. This program has been made possible by the friends and partners of Joyce Meyer Ministries.